Everybody, this is the Manufactured Housing Committee regular meeting, April 8, 2016 at 9:30.
5:36.
6 a.m. At the Regulation Licensing Building at 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Can we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Chairwoman Becky Notke.
Here.
Vice Chairman Scott Christensen.
Here.
Committee Member Nancy Erickson.
Here.
Committee Member Robert Keir.
Present.
Committee Member Chris Starce. Committee Member Bruce Hoover. And from the Attorney General's Office, Susan Sullivan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Susan Sullivan on behalf of Pedro Valdez.
Thank you. Can we introduce this for Ms. Susan here?
I'm Bobby Keir.
Hi. Nice to meet you, sir.
Good morning.
Nancy Erickson.
Nice to meet you. Both.
And the audience, please.
I'm Pat McMurray. I'm the director of the Manufactured Housing Division.
Good morning. Jesus Carrasco, Manufactured Housing Division Administrator.
And Sally Blanter, Counsel for MHD.
Andy Dolby, CID, MHD Licensing Manager.
Martha Murillo's MHD Investigation. Deloitte Chappell, MHD Investigations.
Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We all approve?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay, the next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of February 26, 2015. Oh, I see an error already. I'm sorry. Okay. How did you do that one? It's 2015. Can you just approve the agenda?
You can just, you can move to amend the agenda to reflect the current date.
Can we move the agenda to correct the correct year? We're going to see if we can approve the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes and the amended date of February 26, 2016.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Public comments is next on our agenda. Okay, no public comments? Okay. Next on our agenda is the director's report. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone? Chair Notke and members of the Manufactured Housing Committee, thank you for the opportunity this morning to report to you the events of MHD since our last meeting in February. First, I want to congratulate Carson Holmes Manufacturing. I'm sorry that Chris isn't here. We've certainly been on the phone. But congratulations to Carson Holmes Manufacturing. On March the 14th, 2016, they achieved certification from HUD for their plant. This is truly a great accomplishment. Also, I want to thank Jesus Carrasco, the MHD administrator, and his inspectors for their hard work, ensuring that all requirements for the certification were met. Second, we continue to move forward with improvements in MHD, closer and closer to utilizing third-party inspectors in the plant. And if we are able to do this, this accomplishes two things. First, it ensures that all required inspections will be carried out in a timely manner because the inspectors would always be in the plant. The plant will no longer have to rely on the schedule of MHD inspectors that at times are not readily available, causing production to be slowed down. On the MHD side, it's a positive because it allows our inspectors to concentrate more on the scheduled field inspections and hopefully make our field inspections timely. This includes the inspections for the setup of the MHD, for the manufactured housing as well, and the other buildings that they inspect and stick up. So with that, I'll stand for questions, and again, I thank you for the time. Questions, comments?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the administration report, Mr. Crosco.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We'll be conducting two training sessions for MHD inspectors, one in May and one in June. The topics of the discussions will be electrical, plumbing, mechanical, general construction. The purpose of the training is to grow their knowledge, and we can perform thorough and proper inspections of those different trades, and also provide them a level of knowledge so they can go take their national certification and have that certification. We see that with the training that we've provided, we're at a higher level, but we still want to get, you know, the most quality inspectors out there performing inspections so people can get into their houses in a timely manner and safely. HUD will be hosting their annual SAA PIA conference June 13th through 16th, and we're still in the process of obtaining approval so we can travel to DC for that conference. In the eastern part of the state, we're seeing a lot of used homes coming out of the oil fields. Some of these houses have been modified. Some of them have inadequate electrical systems, so we're working with homeowners to bring those up to the standard. Just keeping you guys in the loop in case you hear of delays or complaints. It's because the construction has been altered. We're bringing them back into compliance. At this time, I stand for questions.
Next on the agenda, an executive session. Is there a motion to close this meeting into an executive session?
I, Bobby Kerr, move the meeting of the Manufactured Housing Committee be closed while committee members enter into executive session to discuss the cases listed under agenda items 7A, 1 through 3, 7B, 1, 7C, 1, and 7D, 1, pursuant to NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1H, 1 and 3. Such discussions pertain to the issuance, suspension, renewal, or revocation of a license and deliberations on pending administrative adjudicatory proceedings.
There's a second. Can you all move to approve?
Aye.
Can you do a roll call, please?
Sure. Chairwoman Becky Notke?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scott Christensen?
Yes.
Committee Member Nancy Erickson.
Yes.
Committee Member Bruce Hoover. Committee Member Robert Keir.
Here.
Committee Member Chris Starce.
The motion is approved. Let the record show that the committee entered into the executive session at
9:43.
And may we have the recorder off? The recorder is back on. The Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session. This time is 11:08.
11:12.
Okay, during the executive session, I have heard that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda on their executive session, as specified in the motion to enter into executive session. We're on the agenda number 8, committee matters discussed in executive session.
Madam Chair, disciplinary matters under A, 34-14-01-31, MHD, we move for closure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
A, number 2, we want to have a correction on the typo. It should be 2284-15-08-20 MHD. We recommend closure.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 3, 122-14-3-24 MUL. We recommend closure.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Under B, number 1, 318-08-11 MHD, I move that we send it to the AG's office for an NCA.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Section C, number 10213-1213 first. We'd like to correct the typo. It should read 021312-23 MHD. And the committee recommends default.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Section D, number 14811311-01 MHD. Closed. We recommend dismissal.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Our next on our agenda is our next regular scheduled meeting, which is June 10th, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. at the Construction Industry Office at 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109 at the main conference room. Is there a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Our next is to adjourn. Is there a motion? Is there a second? We're all in favor?
Thank you, everyone.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. This was a pleasure.